right, this is a big deal.
This guy's been making headlines for years.
Years. We got to ask David Hickton where this guy came up with his name. Former U.S. attorney, an excellent, excellent friend. David, how are you, sir?
Hi, Marty. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, David. Nice to hear your voice.
We wanted to get him into the studio, Wendy, and you know this, but his head was too big to get through the door because he was on 60 Minutes. And now he's just a jerk.
No, he knows that if he's on 60 Minutes, that the lighting and the makeup and the positioning and everything, it's a little different than radio where we just kind of slap it together.
That's right, David. So, David.
Well, one thing you're right about is in my case, I have a face for radio.
Oh, please.
So, David, astounded by this, and again, tell folks who Lucky 12345 is, which may be the dumbest name ever. Mm-hmm. It's my son's passcode on his computer. But anyway, go ahead.
That was one of many aliases for the most notorious cyber criminal in the world, whose real name is Eugenie Bogachev. And we indicted him here in Pittsburgh in June 2014. And then later they put the government put a $3 million reward on him. He's one of these guys who creates what is really a simple malware scheme where he sends attachments to people and gets their financial information and takes their money out of their bank accounts and financial instruments when they're not looking. But what was really unusual about him is he created basically a wholesale organized crime version of it that had vexed law enforcement for a long time. And they sent it to Pittsburgh and we were able to crack the case.
Oh my gosh, that is just so cool.
Where is he, by the way? People. Where is he now? He's out celebrating, isn't he?
Well, he's on a boat in Russia, we believe. I twice bought a new tie because I thought we had him and we were going to bring him in. But I think the surest proof that he's under the protection of the Russian government is we've put $3 million. It's the first time this ever happened. I went back down and did an announcement at the State Department, and it's the largest reward ever offered for a cyber criminal.
Holy smokes.
We put him on the top 10 cyber list, and all efforts have been made to capture him, but so far he's eluded us, but I believe he'll be captured at some point.
I think what's been so disturbing with this Mueller report and all of this deep dive into Russia and collusion and all this jazz is how deeply entrenched Russia is in so many of our daily things that we do here. And having this guy who back in 5 years ago had already stolen more than $100 million from Americans, he's just proof of it.
Wendy, you are so right. And that's why I was happy with this segment on 60 Minutes Sunday. The Mueller report is very, very important. And I think every American should read every single word on every single page. It's vital. But I think we could all do ourselves a great service here if we stop talking about Trump, stop talking about Mueller, stop talking about Barr. And we started talking about Russia.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing that could unite us as a country. The Russian architecture, the organized effort by Russia, has been in our midst for now almost a decade. They are positioned and they are poised to hurt us, whether it's financial harm, whether it's harm in our elections. Mm-hmm. The most pernicious and dangerous part of the Russian threat is the way they disrupt us. If you study their social media campaigns and see how they pit Americans against Americans with fake ads, which are designed to create basically fake rallies with, you know, competing rallies on either side of the street, it's really stunning. And I had an unusual perch into it when I was United States attorney because we were the leader in the cyber realm.
David, it's fascinating to me, though, watching last night, the FBI guy flat out said, this guy's a mobster, and that Putin's the head of the mob, and that Putin wants to hire the guy. I mean, it's that insidious, and Putin's that dirty, sir?
Yeah, I heard that. I personally was not in a position that I could say that. I think it's conscious and knowing ignorance in some cases. But, you know, you've seen Putin interviewed on TV on all the networks and all the cable shows, and he uses the plausible deniability of saying that these are just patriots or these are random criminals and they're not organized. But every cyber adversary the United States has one form or another of anonymizing their behavior. In China's case, they use hop points. So when China hacks us, they go through intermediate computers in this country, so you can't really see that it's coming from Shanghai or Beijing. In Russia's case, what they use is subcontractors. So what was said the other night is probably true, but it was a little bit further than I personally would have gone based on what I know.
So what's it going to take then? I love that it's in Pittsburgh that so many of these discoveries are made. So hats off to you and to your team. But what is it going to take for us to make sure we are secure from any kind of threats from the Kremlin?
It's a great question.
It is. It is. And the origination credit for the effort that I started in 2010 that started to bear fruit by 2014 was Robert Mueller himself. He was the FBI director at the time. And his wife has a Pittsburgh connection. And he has a Pittsburgh connection. He was the criminal division chief when Dick Thornburgh was the attorney general. So I met him very early on. And this answers your question in a roundabout way. I said to him, what should we be looking at? He said, the threats, whether they are cyber or they are national security terror problems, are now asymmetrical. They have multidimensional characteristics to them. And we still have to worry about a grand attack in New York and Washington, but largely the threats are going to be in places like Pittsburgh. And so I encourage you, he's talking to me, he said, I encourage you to create a national security cyber division group. I went right back to Pittsburgh and did that, and no one else did that. We had the only one, and it was one of those things where if you build it, they will come. We had really no cases, almost very few cases when we started, and we went out and got the cases.
It's amazing stuff.
We had tremendous support from the business community who are the victims, because the unique nature of this threat, which is a nation-state threat against America, is it comes through the private sector. It comes through corporations if you're talking about intellectual property, and it comes through individuals if you're talking about stealing money.
David, we love it. We'd love to talk to you again. We're going to snag you again. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Great
Thanks,
stuff,
David.
Man. Big.
He is
fantastic.
He's top-notch, man.
The best.
And
That's amazing.
And he's here.
Scary.
I mean, think about it.